Rob? What's happening there, bud?
Yo, bro.
Hey, you fellas know what you want?
Where's Shelly?
She stepped out.
Where'd she go?
To the beauty parlor. You want to wait for her?
No, we don't have that much time.
Come on, guys. What do you want?
I have a cheeseburger.
Me too.
Coming up.
All right.
Hey, Rob. What's happening?
What's going on, Rima? Hey,
why are you smiling like...
You'd be smiling, too, if you just made a date with the woman of your dreams.
You mean you're going out with Sara Lee?
No, chump.
Well, who's your dream girl?
I don't think you guys know her, but you will. She's meeting me here in a few minutes.
Oh, where are you going on your big date?
Church.
Church? Church.
Yeah, we want to meet the high priest of the Baba Rumbaba people.
The Baba who?
Not Baba who, Baba Lu. Baba Lu!
Joke not, ye of little minds.
Huh?
We're going to meet the high priest of the Baba Rumbaba people because my date's the high priestess.
The high priestess? Where'd you meet this priestess?
On the corner of 5th and La Brea. And I'll never forget it. There I was coming out of the supermarket. And there she was standing on the corner with the tambourine, singing, Oom Shalagoom Shak Shak. Oom Shalagoom Shak Shak.
Oom Shalagoom what?
Shak Shak. That's when she came over to talk to me about my Twinkie.
Huh?
I was eating a Twinkie at the time, and she said I shouldn't eat unnatural foods. And as high priestess of our people, she was gonna make me her special project.
Well, wait a minute, Rerun. You're giving up Twinkies just because of a girl? Now that's unnatural.
Dwayne, life is love is not just a girl.
What?
Life is love. That's a name.
But be careful. I mean, there are a lot of new religions doing good work. But there are plenty of those fly-by-night religious cults. So you can't believe everything you hear.
That's right. You can't believe everything you hear.
Hello, Rerun.
Raj, Dwayne, this is the high priestess of the Baba Rumbaba people.
Hello, Dwayne.
High priestess.
Hello, Roger.
Babaloo.
Well, we'd better be going because we don't want to be late for the service. It was so nice meeting you.
Oh, it was nice meeting you.
See you guys later.
Shalagom, shalagom. Shalagom, shalagom.
I didn't realize people who went to church could look like that.
Mm. Here you go. Hey, what was Wanda Jordan doing in here?
That was Life is Love.
Life is what?
Life is love.
Life is love, huh? Boy, Wanda hasn't changed a bit.
What are you talking about?
Wanda Jordan is one of the biggest con artists around. She once tried to pass off some counterfeit bills on me.
Well, how'd you know they were counterfeit?
George Washington had a mustache. She's bad news.
No, poor Rerun.
Now, wait a second. Now, let's not jump to conclusions. It could be that this Wanda is a changed person. I mean, for all we know, she could have reformed and turned over a whole new leaf because of her experience with the Rama Bob Rama people.
No, I think that was Rabba Mama Rabba.
No, it was Baba Rabba Baba.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
What are you talking about?
Some new weird religious group, and she's the high priestess.
Wanda? A high priestess? She's really getting good at being bad. I'll give her that. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Well,
Well, I'm leaving for the PTA meeting now, Roger, and I know I can depend on you to take care of Dee tonight.
What? Mama, when did you tell me to take care of Dee tonight?
Just a second ago.
She's right, Raj. I heard her. Try to pay more attention to your mother.
But, Mama, I've already made plans. I'm going to the movies with Dwayne and Rerun.
So, take Dee with you.
But, Mama...
Look on the bright side, Raj. You'll be better off.
And how's that?
Well, with me along, you'll be too embarrassed to walk up to some strange girl in your deep, cool voice.
Hey, baby. Big Raj here.
And that way, you won't beg me to stop laughing through the whole movie because the girl called you a four-eyed fool.
The kid has a wild imagination.
You just take care of your assistant. He has enough money for both of you. Goodbye, children.
Call me when you're ready to go. I'll be upstairs with the movie section.
Oh! Hi, Miss Thomas.
Hi, Dwayne.
Bye, Miss Thomas. Hey. Raj, is something the matter, man?
Well, Dee has to go to the movies with us, but that's not the real problem. I still don't know how to tell Rerun that Life is Love is a fake.
It's simple. You just say, Rerun, she's a fake, and then shove a Twinkie in his mouth to kill the pain.
Hey, what's up, Rerun?
Hey, Rerun.
What'd it be like, Dwayne?
Hey, Rerun. It's gonna be all right, buddy. You'll see. It's gonna be all right, buddy.
Huh? Dwayne, what are you talking about?
Hey, nothing. Hey, what do you say we go to the movies, buddy?
Raj, about the movies, we have to do it some other time. The Bobber and Bobber people are having a very important meeting tonight. Life is Love said I should be there.
Yeah, well, Rerun, I have something to tell you about Life is Love.
What is it?
Sit down. Now, Rerun, you gotta listen to me, because what I have to say isn't easy. But you're one of my best friends, and I feel it's my duty to let you know the complete truth about her.
The truth is, she's the only one that made me want to go on a diet and lose weight, do well in school, and have some respect for myself. But if there's more truth, go ahead, tell me. Go ahead, what's the truth?
The truth is, we're going to the movies.
Oh, well, have a good time. See you cats later.
Now, look, Dwayne. Dwayne, will you come on in? Dwayne, trust me, there are no aliens from outer space in our house.
Well, how you know they're not upstairs? Because that's where they were when that poor family came home in the movie.
Well, we have a sign that says no aliens allowed above the first floor.
I swear this is the last time we let you pick the movie, Dee.
Of course, they could be hiding under the sofa.
Huh?
Well, you two stop it. Sit down, Dwayne. Boy, you know, it just didn't seem the same without Rerun.
It must have been nice to go to a movie and not have everybody think your friend is the screen.
Dee, why don't you go upstairs? You sound tired.
Raj, we gotta talk to Rerun before he gets in any deeper.
I know, but I don't know how to tell him.
Will you two stop worrying about Rerun? I guarantee you he's gonna snap out of this.
And what makes you so sure?
Because I know Rerun. He's gonna get bored with this shakalaka business just the same as he got bored with wanting to be a dancer, a nightclub comedian, and a tree surgeon.
Oh, you know, I never thought about it like that.
Well, what do you think?
I think you look like Mount Baldy.
Dear sweet child.
Rerun, does all this stuff mean that you've actually joined this group?
Roger. I am no longer called Rerun. I have given up my worldly name. From now on, you will refer to me by the name chosen for me by the Baba Rambaba people.
Well, what's that?
Abu Wazir Rotundo. It means large, happy one who sucks the lotus. Ah, this is a wonderful day. I feel that I can now inspire.
You look more like you could perspire.
Dear sweet child.
Excuse me, Dwayne. Now, Shamu.
That's Abu.
Oh, right. Abu, why didn't you tell someone you're gonna go and do this?
Knowing how you feel about my priestess, life is love, I knew you would not approve.
How did you find out?
Well, I was in the soda shop, and I bumped into Rob.
Is the poor man gonna live?
I am convinced that Rob is mistaken, and you may think whatever you want, and you may say whatever you want. And believe me, it's all right. For you see, Ralph is not a vengeful god.
Ralph?
Ralph is the name of our god, the symbol of all that's natural, clean, and pure.
And you call him Ralph?
Ralph is not a him. Ralph is a head of lettuce.
You worship a head of lettuce? Hey, please.
We do not worship the lettuce. We worship Mother Nature. Mother Nature's our divinity. The lettuce is only a symbol.
Oh, is that why your head looks like the bottom of a salad bowl?
Snicker all you want. But let me tell you this. Since life is love convinced me to accept Ralph as my savior, I have found tranquility and true inner peace. I only wish you all could somehow be inside of me to feel it.
There's certainly enough room.
Dear sweet child.
Hands off, Kojak.
Look, tell me something. Did this life is love convince you to do anything else? Like give her money for that religion?
Don't be ridiculous.
Are you trying to tell me she didn't ask for any money at all?
She didn't ask for one penny. The high priest did.
Oh, man, Reba, how much money did you give these people?
Dwayne, the amount is not important, especially since I no longer have any need for money. All members of the Baba Rambaba must give up all their worldly possessions. All we need is Mother Nature and Ralph.
Rerun, how much money did you give them?
$43.
$43? Don't you see they're making a fool out of you?
Yeah, ball one.
Brothers, dear sweet sister, I don't expect you to understand, because you have yet to experience inner peace. You know, life is love could have picked any one of us, but I have a feeling that Ralph knew I was ready. And now, if you excuse me, I must go to the temple and begin my fast.
Your fast?
All new members of the Baba Rambaba must shave their heads and fast for 3 days in order to cleanse the soul. We must then give the priest the money we would have spent on food and Afro Sheen. It's part of the initiation.
Man.
Abu, don't get me wrong. I know you really believe in all this stuff. But tell me, is it worth giving up everything you have?
Roger. What did I have to give up? My life was a total zero. I'm overweight. I've been in the 12th grade for 3 years.
Overweight and overdue.
I don't have to engage in silly discussions with people whose souls have no faith or purity. Goodbye, Roger. Goodbye, Dwayne. Goodbye, dear sweet child. Perhaps someday you will come to know what I have come to know. But until then, praise Ralph! Praise him! Hi, Ralph. I guess everybody's gone, huh? I shall now squat and pray.
$996, $997.42. Not a bad take.
Woo! All right! Oh, my goodness. This is better than the take in San Diego. How much longer do we have to do this?
Don't worry, babe. Tomorrow, while all those poor misguided fools are out there chanting to their letters, you and I will be on our way to the peaceful waters of Tahiti with their cabbage.
Come here. I can hardly wait. You know, maybe I will miss that fat kid after all. I get such a big kick out of watching him squat.
I can't believe I fell for that.
Okay, just settle down. We're trying to think of something.
And not only did they rip me off, but they made me shave off my dynamite fro. But please, nobody say I told you so.
But everybody did tell you so.
Dee, help, don't hinder.
I've had enough. I think I'll go get a tuna fish sandwich with mayonnaise, tomatoes, and Ralph.
Rerun, tell me more about this Ralph.
Oh, Ralph is lettuce. Mother Nature's a force. They all respect Mother Nature. They say she's the true meaning, the spirit, you know, the power.
Well, she is she? Well, have you ever seen her?
Nobody sees her, Mrs. Thomas. I mean, some of the members have claimed to have visions, but nobody really sees her.
Not yet.
What are you getting at, Mama?
Oh, nothing. Just a little fun, maybe.
Thank you for the donation, brother. Now, remember, followers, our goal is to be free of sin and money by midnight. Does anyone else have a vision they want to tell us about?
I do.
Ah, Brother Abu. Add your worldly money to the pot there and tell us about your vision.
You had a vision, Abu.
May I squat?
Gladly.
Not there, Abu. Would you mind doing it somewhere else?
Sorry. I seem to be stuck.
What? You seem to be what? Come on, brother, get up.
Oh, I knew it. It's like in the vision. Mother Nature herself spoke to me. Oh, say, luck, luck. Nice. And she said, squat thyself across the pot, for I don't need money. And return the money to the brethren and the sisters, for Mother Nature only needs love. Oh, shout, luck, luck,
That's enough vision, Abu. Now get your squat off my pot.
Only Mother Nature can remove me.
But
Mother Nature will never come.
Then we better call a tow truck.
She is a concept, an idea, a dream.
A dream? Did you hear that? She called me a dream. Oh. Well, stand back. Your dreams has come true.
Mother Nature, she is here. Oh, shout, Mother Nature, remove me from this pot.
Rise, my son, and all take back your money.
Now, wait a minute here.
Let me put it this way. High priest and high priestess, bug off!
Now, wait a minute, Mama. I didn't told
you. Don't you put your hands on me. You see, it's not nice to feel Mother Nature. Now, sisters and brothers. Let us go.
Did you see the look on his face when you came in?
Oh, honey, I couldn't see much anything through all that smoke. But Rerun, I hope you've learned something by all this.
That's right, Rerun. Believe me, the worst thing a guy can do is to lose his cool over a pretty face.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hi, Mama. Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hey, Dee.
Raj, by the way, some girl called and said she wanted you to come over and help her with her homework.
Who was it?
Sharon Lerner.
Sharon Lerner? That's a beautiful homecoming queen.
And a good example of how I could lose my cool over a pretty face. But no, I realize there are more important things than a beautiful face. Mm-hmm. Luckily, none of them are here.
Later. Oh, Roger, come back.
Ooh, shakalaka, ooh.